Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Our Rutherford Issues conversation today is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Electric. Don't forget, the holiday season starts in downtown Murfreesboro. The annual tree lighting, powered by MTE, is coming up on Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 o'clock. Caroling, Santa, the entire whole works there, you know. The sparkling Christmas tree, brand new this year too, by the way. It's all powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. December 5th, celebrate downtown. We have Brent Carter joining us from Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. I haven't been since the discussion was happening about the tree, but I think the old tree is, you said it was gone now, right?
Pretty sure, yes. Yeah. That's what I heard. It's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, they're getting ready to put up that new one.
Yeah.
You know.
It's going to go up and then come down and up and down, I think, yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Yes, sir.
I guess that keeps us
today
from having to chop a tree down somewhere. There have been plenty of trees chopped down, as many homes as we've got in Rutherford County.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. I mean, it is. They're just growing everywhere. It seems like these farmers are getting rid of their farming dirt and putting up a housing development.
Yeah, as tough as it is to make it as a farmer, I guess. I don't know what the answer is to that, but as we're growing in an explosive manner, that also means we need emergency medical services even more. And
we need more.
Apparently.
We need more. I hate to sound like a broken record every time I come on here, but we just came to get busier and busier. You know, just right now, currently, for the calls volume that we run Monday and Tuesday, we're at like 275 911 calls. That's not including anything that started today.
So that's in 2 days.
That's in 2 days. We've run 275 911 calls.
So let's kind of break that down, and let's take Monday. You said 140 calls on Monday, right?
135 on Monday and 140 yesterday.
Okay.
In 12 hours, or 24 hours, excuse me.
So
18 trucks.
18 trucks. So you're talking about 18 trucks and 140.
Yes, sir.
Are they ever at the station?
not very often. And then they get caught in the vortex, you know, bringing people in. We call it the vortex, taking them into the hospital. So Eagleville, you know, they could run a call in Christiana if Christiana's out, and they're the closest truck on their way back to Eagleville. So it just, with all these trucks being GPS, you know, like I said in the past, you call 911, you're going to get the closest truck, no matter where they're at, you know, or where their station is at, yeah. I should say. Yes, sir.
Well, that is an average of 7.7777 calls.
Eight calls per truck.
Yeah. So yeah. Eight calls per truck in 24 hours.
24 hours. Yeah. And average call, we'll say an hour. You know, some of the outlying stations, Las Casas, Walter Hill, Kittrell, they hour and a half, maybe two hours. By the time they get in and hopefully get back to their station, you know, it just depends on how busy them phone calls come in.
Yeah.
And it's just going to get worse because they're building, you know, as much, well as I do. And I mean, everybody else knows.
Yeah.
And anywhere and everywhere, they're going to put a house.
Talking about 600 plus square miles of Rutherford County, too. So,
So Rutherford County City.
Yeah.
It's all going to tie together. That's it.
So, I mean, you've got a truck. It has to answer a call in Laverne, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
If the closest hospital is Nashville, is that where they head to?
Or? Oh, yeah. I mean, we will transport where you want to go. As long as to any hospital that touches our county, that's our rules. So if you want to go to Vandy, or you want to go to Woodbury, or you want to go to Williamson, you know, you're going. So okay, that's where we'll transport you to. Manchester.
If you're able to make that call, I guess.
Know, yeah.
Otherwise, do you just go to the closest? Is that
depending on the call? If it's an emergency call and a really critical patient, yes, we will go to the closest hospital.
Yeah.
But if it's just a possible broken arm or whatever, you know, heart attacks, things like that, we'll probably go to the closest. Strokes, we're going to go to the closest.
Mm-hmm.
Trauma, major trauma, we're going to go to the closest, and then get them stabilized, and then probably transport them to, you know, the appropriate hospitals after
that. I know that, you know, we've got an ER up on Veterans, and there are other ERs.
West Lawn,
and there are others that
are. So we've got West Lawn, St. Thomas, Saints and St. Thomas, and then Stonecrest. There are three major ones that we transport to.
And more that are coming, smaller ERs, I think.
From what I've heard, yeah, some standalone ERs, maybe four or five rooms. And I don't know which HCA, Vandy, you know, I've heard rumors, but.
Yeah. I think with MMC's new addition over on Las Casas Pike, there's going to be some Ascension rooms there. So I guess that will help.
I know doctor's offices are getting, some of them are going to move over there, but I haven't heard anything on an ER, a standalone ER.
As we grow, that's going to be something that at least maybe helps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But.
And that area is really growing.
Yeah.
You know,
silently, really.
I mean, we thought Las Casas, that public safety building, you know, was going to be a little bit slower, but they're running quite a few calls. I mean, it's all of them are. Kittrell, all of them.
I think I say last area to grow, but, you know, the Memorial Boulevard has really kind of grown on us almost out to Jefferson Pike and Walter Hill School. And so we're going to grow out toward Lebanon that way.
We're all going to start touching pretty soon. You're going to be able to leave downtown Murfreesboro and drive to Laverne and not even know it.
Yeah.
There's not even going to be any gaps. You know, it's going to go from houses to lights to lights.
So, I mean, how long can we do this with 18? It's as long as it takes.
You know, I mean, we're trying to grow. We're trying to get in with, you know, Laverne and Smyrna and get some more trucks up there because it's growing just as fast as we are down here. And I mean, that's Brian's working his tail off to do it, and then to find the personnel is going to be a problem too sometimes.
Yeah.
So we are going to move into that Plainview station this week or next.
Is that right?
So yeah, they've had some little radio issues and some things like that. So when they get all the bugs worked out of it, then we'll move a crew over there.
Boy, if you thought, I mean, I thought when they built the school out that direction too, that was like, wow, this is really out there. Yeah. And it is.
It is.
But there's stuff growing up all around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, everybody loves our county.
I guess.
Yeah. This is a place to be.
As that continues to happen though, I mean, you guys are, I mean, I can't see you being less busy than you are now.
We're not going to slow down. It's just going to get worse, you know. So, like I said, Brian's doing his – working his tail off and to try to get with the county and see where we can grow and what everybody can afford to throw some more trucks out there to take a load off of the busy, busy ones right now. I mean, right now – Blackman Station, which is across the street from the Blackman Elementary School, that's been the busiest truck, running over 300 calls a month by themselves, 300 plus calls.
Wow.
You know, just that one station. So, you know, we're going to need something to get pull some of that load off of them somewhere.
Every time I hear Blackman, Mayor Shane McFarland was on several months ago on the air. I can't even remember exactly the date and what was being discussed, but one of the things that will sit with me for a long time is the fact that he said if Blackman were its own city, like Murfreesboro is, town of Smyrna, that it would be like the sixth or seventh largest in the state.
Wow.
Right now. That's how many people are in Blackman already.
How many times have they changed the school zones?
Well, true.
You know, I mean, it just...
And they're building another middle school out there right now.
You know, Smyrna's hitting their boundary lines. Laverne's hitting their boundary line. We're already hitting ours.
Yeah.
You can still go south and a little bit east towards Eagle Bowl and, you know, out towards Manchester Highway. But, I mean, Manchester Highway's building like crazy, too.
Yeah. Well, Blackman's kind of growing into Smyrna where Stewart's Creek is.
Yep.
You know, they're growing together there. And then... Well, I mean, you mentioned Eagleville. If you haven't been, we did a football game in Eagleville a couple of weeks ago, and the easiest way for me to get to Eagleville at that time of the day is to go 840 to Tri-Union
and
go around the backside.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But just the building that's going on in Chapel Hill and in Eagleville and, you know, right across from the school, there are all kinds of condos and apartments.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, the growth that's going on there is just – pretty remarkable that we're seeing.
We're not going to slow down.
No.
You know, we're going to need some more employees. We're going to need some more trucks. We're going to need some more stations to house them in whenever they do get back to the stations.
Yeah.
You know, so part of the growth.
That's it. Well, something that you all are helping with, I want to make sure we have time to mention here real quick, and that is a food drive that's going on, and you're helping out Rutherford County Schools Atlas program, which
yes,
is
sir.
For students who are considered homeless, whether it be that, you know, they're from bed to bed or, you know, whatever the situation is.
Not eating correctly.
Right.
And need a little help on, you know, getting their bellies full. So whether it be mornings or nights, but yes, we are helping out. If anybody's interested in helping or dropping off food, our 611 East Lytle Street, our administration building, is going to collect some foods there. If a station's closer to you, I know they would accept it, and we can get it over there to the Lytle Street station where Atlas can come pick it up.
Now, what you need to think about is stuff that can be easily warmed up in a microwave or, you know, easily eaten. So, you know, like the Chef Boyardee pastas that you put the, you know, the plastic top on and warm up in the microwave.
The canned tunas, cheese, the canned chickens, you know, beef jerky, snacks, granola bars, you know, so they can have a little bit throughout their day.
Yeah, and think of those canned food items that have the pop tops on them, not those that have to have
can openers.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah, because not everybody has that kind of a situation. How long is this going on? It doesn't have a date on it.
It doesn't have a date on it, so it's, you know, until we stop getting food.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, school season's not over till what, June?
Yeah.
So let's rock on. Do the best we can to help feed some of these kids in Rutherford County.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I like about it is we're taking care of our own, you know, and Atlas is a great program to help get, or not help, but get it started and go to keep it all in Rutherford County, because it's all going to go to Rutherford County schools. We're not going outside.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to be doing. And so as long as you can go pick those things up, you can take food. And those cash donations will be used to go out and buy those types of foods.
Yes, sir. Those can also, if you want to do a cash donation towards that Atlas program, they can also go to 611 East Lytle Street.
Okay. Very good. And that's kind of the admin.
That's where all of our admin, you know, that matter. Yeah, that's where our director and our assistant director and our education director, and then all the ladies that help collect and pay bills.
Yeah.
You know.
And there are plenty of those, I guess.
Plenty of those. Yes, sir.
Well, Brent, I appreciate you coming in today.
I appreciate being here.
All right, Brent Carter joining us with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services, and that's going to wrap us up. We've got Middle Tennessee basketball coming up at the top of the hour, so I hope you will stay tuned for that here on WGNS.